From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
As Grant Robertson always says, it's not a game of comparison, but I think it's a game of comparison. So Q3 in Australia, what have they got?
Better than expected. And look, yes, you can say it's not a game of comparison, but ultimately everybody always does, don't mm-hmm. they? So, I mean, we talk about the state of play economically here in New Zealand all the time and, you know, what will the impact of the Delta variant be? How does, you know, third quarter growth GDP look? What will be the strength of the rebound in the fourth quarter? Now, our release of third quarter GDP, Mike, will be on the 16th of December. So a nice little Christmas gift for people interested in economic data. Now, yes, I think you just mentioned at the most recent monetary policy statement, the Reserve Bank forecast our third quarter GDP number to be -7%, with a rebound in the fourth quarter of 5.8%, and then another small lift in the first quarter of 2022. Now, we cast our eyes across the Tasman. They had the release of their third quarter growth numbers yesterday. The consensus forecast was for a decline in GDP of 2.7%, so quite a lot smaller than our forecast 7% fall. And a pleasant surprise for the Aussies yesterday, Mike. GDP fell 1.9%, so I think I can use the word significantly better than expected. Yes, the economy went backwards, but that Delta-driven decline was less than feared. So household spending on services held up better than anticipated. So no recession, not a technical one anyway, because their June quarter was up 0.7%. Recession is two negative numbers, consecutive negative numbers. That 1.9% fall over there brought GDP back marginally below pre-pandemic levels and 3.9% above where they were a year ago. They obviously had huge variation, Mike, across the different states, and that's due to the vastly different state responses to the Delta variant. So you had no real lockdown in Tasmania, South Australia, Western Australia, Queensland, they were less affected. But the two, you know, the two economic powerhouses, Victoria and New South Wales, they took the big hit. Unsurprisingly, the big hit in demand and growth as well. Second biggest contraction in Australia in 47 years. Hospitality was smacked. You will see that here in New Zealand as well. A couple of weeks before we found out our comparison. Interestingly, the Australian share market was quite a lot weaker on the open, but after this number, it rallied back, although it finished down with a very small loss.
Right, dwelling consents up or down?
Dwelling consents looking very strong still. We're never very far away from a conversation about housing, are we, Mike? And we discuss consents because they're one of the inputs into the supply-demand equation. They're part of the rich tapestry of information we get about the housing market. Now, dwelling consents are potential supply if, in fact, the projects go ahead. We do get regular updates on building work put in place, and I do try and talk about those as well. There is, of course, lags between consents and work being done. So the monthly number, Mike, it did decline for the second month in a row, but really we're talking sort of ticky-tacky stuff. 4,403 dwellings consented in October. If I look at September, there was 80 more, 4,483, similar number in August. So pretty consistent numbers, 10.5% higher than last October. On an annual basis, still hitting record highs, almost 48,000 new homes consented in the year to October. Nearly 20,000 of those are in Auckland. Still high levels of multi-unit homes, up 27% compared with the year to the end of October 2020. Interesting, Mike, big comparative gain in Canterbury as well. They're up 31% year on year, so strong activity down there. Here's a number, Mike. Look at the value. Now, this shows the degree to which the construction sector is really boosting the economy, assuming those consents do actually progress to building completion. $18 billion worth of projects consented. That's a big number, Mike. That's up 28% on the previous year. Now, I have a couple of questions which I don't know the answers to, Mike, so we live in a state of continual wonderment about these things, but when do we hit peak building in Auckland and when do we have enough houses in Auckland? And those are numbers that I could do some more work on.
All right, what are the numbers?
Well, the Omicron shuffle continues and markets up overnight. The Dow Jones, 34,918, up 435 points, 1.25%. The S&P 500 up 71 points, which is 1.6% gain overnight, 4,638. And the NASDAQ up 1.4% at 15,755. The FTSE 100 strong overnight, up 1.5%, 7,168. The Nikkei up 113 points overnight, 27935. Shanghai Composite gained 0.36%, 3576. As I said, the ASX 200 lost 20 points yesterday, down 0.28%, 7255. And we gained 5 points on the NZX 50, closing at 12,724. Kiwi dollar a little bit stronger, 0.6836 US, 0.9588 Aussie, 0.6037 euro, 0.5138 pounds, 77.13 yen. Gold, $1,785.70. And oil still actually looking pretty weak, $70.98. That's probably the low we've seen it this week.
Look forward to catching up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmrwealth.co.nz.